This is the Beach Boys' classic hit, Wouldn't It Be Nice, off the Pet Sounds album. It features some really great rock drumming. On the album cover, it's bad boy heartthrob Dennis Wilson, but we now know, on this recording, like the vast majority of Beach Boys songs, it's actually session musician Hal Blaine playing the drums. Tales of musical ghosting, those rumors of who really played what on hit records, are as old as recorded music itself, and many of these rumors will remain forever a mystery. But here's one story that we actually got to the bottom of. Anton Figg has been the drummer on The Late Show with David Letterman and a session musician for 2 decades. Figg has played with everyone from Bob Dylan to Booker T and the MGs, but there's something else. Anton Figg actually played drums, uncredited, with the rock band Kiss on some of their biggest albums. Sure, it was Peter Criss, the drummer for Kiss, the guy with the cat makeup who was credited in the liner notes, but it was actually Anton Figg pounding the skins. Figg, a South African, lucked out early on in his move to New York with the opportunity to back up Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley on Frehley's solo album, which included the kitsch classic Back in the New York Groove. But when Ace Frehley called him in to work with Kiss, Figg wasn't completely sure what he was getting into.
I knew really nothing about Kiss. The only thing I knew about Kiss was an ad on the back of a bus for Alive 2. The next thing that Kiss did as a band was the Dynasty record. And Peter, at that time, I believe he had broken his arm or something like that, and they had a certain schedule that they had to stay on. So I guess Ace must have recommended me to them because they asked me to do the record. Then after that, they had to do another record, which was Unmasked. And I don't know what happened. I just assumed that they broke Peter's other arm because they asked me to do the record as well.
Now, were you sworn to secrecy?
I was sworn to secrecy.
Did you have a privacy agreement with them?
I never signed anything, but they compensated me well to say nothing. And I honored that for years and years and years. I never told anybody. And it's only since Gene released a book, I guess, whatever that was called, Kiss and Tell or something like that. And he says that I played on the Unmasked record. And then there's a remastered version of Dynasty, and it says on the liner notes that I'm playing on it. So I figured if they are, if it's coming from the source, then there's no harm in me talking about it.
Now, you've obviously had a very illustrious career since then, but wasn't there a point where, I mean, you're a young man, you're in New York, you're struggling as a studio player, mm-hmm. and you had this have this incredible credit of a couple of multi-platinum records. Weren't you itching to tell people, like, hey, that's me on the radio?
I mean, my closest friends knew, but I just didn't. I thought it was fair. I mean, I was called in to do that, and I just thought that's what the gig was. I knew, understood it going in, so.
No secrets need to be revealed, but have you ghosted for any other famous drummers? The pause is telling it all, Anton.
I'd have to say, kind of. Well, you know what? No, I've done some other ghosting. But not on that level.
Ghostwriters are brought in when people obviously can't write. Body doubles are brought in when people can't cut the nude scene. What is the circumstances that you find people are brought in for ghosting on a record?
Anytime that I've been called in to do something like that, I've always said to the producer, and probably to my detriment, I said, do you really want to do this? Because I feel that it messes with the confidence of the band, especially the drummer. And that is not fair because the tacit implication is the guy's not cutting it, if you get to the bottom line. And so they have to bring someone else in to play it, And put yourself in that person's position, it wouldn't really feel that good. So I always go, for the better of the project, are you sure that you really want to do this? Because if there's any way that you can kind of get it not to happen, I think that's the best thing to do. However, once having said that, if the guy still wants to do it, then okay, fine, I'm going to obviously get something out of it for doing it. I'll get maybe not another credit, but I get to work on another record.
Our guest has been Anton Figg, drummer for The Late Show with David Letterman. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me, John.